D's to beware. If you can get a mean difference in an error term, you can calculate D. Be careful where you get your mean differences. Those ones that we should beware of, you can use them, but make sure you code what they are. Okay, so this is going to be another coding column. Corrected estimates of mean differences from ANCOVAs. If most of your results have been done comparing these two groups using ANOVAs, those Fs from the ANOVAs directly give you an effect size. You might come across some studies where, maybe because they were non-experimental, which you should code, they used ANCOVA to correct for one or more potential confounds. If so, the ANCOVA mean difference won't be the same as the ANOVA mean difference. So you can use that mean difference, and you can use a D calculated from it, but make sure that you code that it's an ANCOVA and what variables were controlled for. Does that make sense? Because we're trying to track down and code for every reasonable source of why effect sizes differ from each other. Remember, the effect sizes are our people. That's our population. We're trying to understand why they're not all the same. And obviously, what confounds you controlled for statistically might have an influence on that effect size. Kind of a duh once you say it out loud. Another way that you can get the same thing is multiple regression weights. You can run a multivariate model, we'll do a bunch of this in the spring, where we're representing a group difference and it ends up giving you a regression weight. And that regression weight is the mean difference after correcting for everything else in the model. So the regression weight from a multivariate model and the mean difference from an ANCOVA are both fine, but they are corrected mean differences. When you have a corrected mean difference, you need to code that it's corrected and what it's corrected for. Same conversation, but starting in a different place. If you can get a T or an F, you can calculate a D. Be very careful where you get your T's and F's. You can use these, but again, carefully code what you represent. So, instead of a regression weight, or in addition to a regression weight, they might give you the T that is the summary statistic for testing if that regression weight is different from zero. Now you got a T, you got a formula with a T in it, you got a D. But that's a corrected D again. Same thing when you get Fs that are from ANCOVAs or even factorial ANOVAs. That is that effect corrected for everything else in the model. It's a perfectly legitimate D, but it's not the same as a bivariate D. And anytime you have a multivariate T or F or means or B, you have to code where it came from. That it's corrected and what it's corrected for. Now, part of that same conversation is, where do we get the right effect size for our meta-analysis? Let's say you are conducting a meta-analysis to estimate the effect sizes for comparisons of treatment and control among school children. Most of the time, when people say school children, they mean grade school children. But you check. You check to be sure. Now, here's one study that you found where we have the treatment and control that we're trying to compare. And they've run it in a factorial design where the second independent variable is grade. First, second, third, fourth, and fifth. Our best couple of means to represent treatment for school children and control for school children is down here in the margins. Because this is an aggregate of first, second, third, fourth, and fifth. This is an aggregate of first, second, third, fourth, and fifth. So these are our best means for our study comparing treatment and control for school children. You with me? This is a better estimate than any of these. Now, in a situation like this, I would probably code six effect sizes. I would code this one, But I'd also code these and carefully label them, what study they came from and what the different grades are. Because you might discover that there's 20 studies out there that all looked at first graders, either just first graders or first graders and other people. Now you can drill down. Do I get the same effect size for first graders that I get overall? You with me? Again, that's that idea of why you are likely to have more entries in the database than you have articles you started from. Instead, you found this article. And in this article, there's our friends, treatment and control, what we're trying to study. And in their factorial design, they had grade school children, middle school children, and high school children. Within this data set, we want these cell means, because those are what we meant by school children. You with me? And those are, I think, the last two on that list of 10 different kinds of effect size searches.